Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see another new day. It is a good day today. It is Thursday, the 5th of August, 2021. So we are grateful for this opportunity and for God to waking us up and allowing us to see this new day, the day that no one else has ever been in it but our God. So we are excited for the opportunity right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance this morning. So we thank God. We're going to check and see if Apostle Horsley is here, and he will be facilitating this morning. Are you here, Apostle Horsley?
We're here, Pastor Scholastica.
Okay.
You can
thank
hear me?
You. Go ahead. Go
okay.
ahead. Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, good morning, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad. It's called the Psalm of David. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm thankful being here on this Thursday morning. I believe it's the fifth day of August, hallelujah to God. And it's a wonderful time to be alive and doing well and give honor to the Spirit of God, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, there is something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there is something about that name. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. Now, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Why don't you rise, shine? Give God the glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, we're soldiers of the cross. Why don't you rise, shine. Give God the glory, glory, rise. shine. Give God the glory, glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, we're soldiers of the cross. Oh, do you think that I'll make a soldier? Do you think that I'll make a soldier, soldier? Do you think that I'll make a soldier of the cross? Oh, we are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder, ladder. We are climbing up Jacob's ladder with soldiers of the cross. Oh, every round goes higher and higher. Every round will go. Yes.
Higher and higher.
Higher and higher, higher. Every round will go higher and higher. We're soldiers of the cross. Amen. Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We want to everybody once again to pray for deliverance ministry. We are a circle of friends here under the teaching of tutelage of Pastor Darlene Bundage, a wonderful woman of God. And we also have Pastor Scholastica at the controls this morning, a wonderful woman of God, a very anointed woman of God. Hallelujah to God. And we thank God for all the saints and the friends and everyone in the well wishes, everybody that's here in the name of Jesus, everybody in their prospective places. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for being here. We thank God because he works miracles so great. Hallelujah, God. There's no one else like you. You're great, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He works miracles so great. There's just none like him. Hallelujah to God. I'm going to pray. I want to just give this testimony. It's not mine, but it's another a young lady that God worked a miracle. I just want to share it that would stir your faith up this morning. Hallelujah to God. She's a young evangelist, a young minister lady, and she had called the wife and I, she called us up maybe a day or two ago, and she's right at the height of things, encouraged, right at the height of her building her business, entrepreneur she is, right at her building her business, the adversary came and just sent something to destruct her, to distract her day. She called us up about a day or so ago, said her mother had a heart attack. She was at work, so she left work, you know. And she went home, just stopped and went home and rushed home and everything. And she called us up, please, I need to pray. My mother had a heart attack. She was all frantic, you know. And she said, I need to pray as I'm going to Philadelphia. I'm getting I'm getting things ready now. I'm going to take the truck. I'm going to pack things up. I'm going there, you know. And she called for the prayer, hallelujah, God. And when she called for the prayer, I said, well, let us pray first. Calm yourself down. Take a deep breath. That's important when you're going through Christ. I said, calm down. We began to talk. We said that she told us that the mother had a heart attack this morning and that she was off. I said, well, calm down. She wants to do everything just rushing off. I said, take a minute. Take a deep breath. Let's look at this. I said, you're in business. You know, and she's trying to expand her business. And these are the things that we be praying about for entrepreneurs and everything. And we call and we pray them. So we went to worship the Lord. Just begin to worship the Lord. We prayed for her. We begin to sing the songs of Zion, begin to worship and praise God and thank God, hallelujah. And as we begin to pray, then the Spirit of the Lord just let us know that everything was going to be all right, right in the midst of prayer. But we worship God a few more minutes, and you could tell that she was there. She was upset. A lot of times you get upset, you don't be wanting somebody to pray for you. You know, you want to do what you want to do. But we had to talk. We had to talk about slowing down, not to take her van all the way up to Philadelphia because that's her business. And she wanted to go this way and that way. And I said, well, calm down, and God will work something out. And so we left it at that, because when we started praising and worship God, sometimes people just be upset. And she called us up about 5 hours later, and she was all happy. She said, I have a report for you. And when we asked what was the report, she said, my mother's okay. So they had put surgery on her, put a stent in her heart, and her mother was well. Matter of fact, she was so well, till they were going to send her home the next day. That's a quick God lesson. And she just was overwhelmed with joy. Now, I want to share that with you. She was overwhelmed with joy because she finally getting to the point where she realized that God is answering prayers fast as you send them up there. He answers, but not like some of the days of the prophets where they wait and some of them died not holding the promise, just holding on to the faith and the word of God. Hallelujah to God. So we're living in a time where God is doing things and he's blessing his people. Hallelujah to God. And we are blessed to be in this time that we're in right now. And we thank God for that. And she was so happy. She said, would you believe she wanted to take a plane? She wanted to do everything. And she testified. Maybe she'd come on the prayer line, maybe next week. And she testified how she said, before I could get to Philadelphia on a plane or anything, God then provided. God then blessed, you know. And I said, we have to trust God in that manner he's going to bless. And he has been blessing. And we thank God for everyone here. We thank God for your prayers, the support that we come together. We stand in the gap in the name of Jesus. So, Father, it's with that, Lord God, testimony, Lord God, we start the morning prayer, Lord God. Thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing right now. In Jesus' name, O Lord God, we pray that you bless Pastor Darling, O Lord God, and all of the saints and friends here, Lord God, in the circle of friends here this morning, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, Lord, and that you're moving by your power, Lord God. Lord God, we come to praise you, Lord God, asking that you touch bodies of the people, Lord God, those that are not feeling well, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you for everyone that came this week, oh Lord God, and begin to facilitate, oh Lord God, and worship and praise God, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the words that we did hear, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, and we bless your name in Jesus' mighty name. So, God, we praise you, oh Lord God. I ask that you would meet the needs of people, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that they would call someone and still have time to text someone and let them know that prayer, that the prayer deliverance ministry is on. Hallelujah to God, in the name of Jesus. I'm going to call my wife at this time, and she has a scripture that she want to read, she have for us, and we'll come back. We'll get your prayer request, and we're going yes. In the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Are you there, Amanda? Okay.
Yes. Grace, mercy, and peace to all of you. In Jesus' name, praise God. We're thanking God for Pastor Bundage, Pastor Scholastica, and as has been said, all the saints of the Most High God that is gathered here on the prayer line this morning. We truly thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. For truly our God is worthy of every praise. Every praise is to our God. Hallelujah. I'd like to turn your attention to very familiar scripture to everyone on this prayer line, and that's 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and the 18th verse. And it reads like this: in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Praise God. We do know, praise the Lord, that the Lord always, hallelujah, is working things out for our good. So many times situations confront us and we are confronted with all types of adversities. But when we stop, as Apostle Horsley just said, sometimes we're such in a hurry when we get bad news or this or that. We get in a hurry to try to throw things together instead of learning to be still and know that God is God. Knowing the word of God said that all things are working together for our good. We have to look in the good things in every situation. The Lord knows how to save in dire situations. He knows how to heal in dire situations. He knows how to deliver. But we've got to stop and get in touch with the Jesus within us. Hallelujah. We serve a resurrected Savior, saints, and he is within us. He lives in our hearts, hallelujah, to help us by the power of the Holy Spirit Glory be to God. And it is his desire that we give him thanks in every situation. Glory be to God. For we know, hallelujah, that if it had not been for the Lord was on outside, even this morning, where would we be? Hallelujah. Because it's important for us to realize to be able to give God thanks in all things, we must be able to see him in every detail of our lives. Our hearts should be grateful toward him, even when we are facing the difficulties of our lives, as I just said, because we know that he is intimately involving in our circumstances and always working things out for our good. Sometimes we don't understand it at that particular time. And I hear David saying, hallelujah, they that wait, Isaiah saying, they that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. We have to remember, saints, Jesus told us clearly in the scriptures, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. So therefore, no matter what we're going through, no matter what the test is, the trial is, know that you are already victorious in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Because if God be for us, Romans 8, it lets us know, I believe around the 31st verse, you know, all things, hallelujah, that God, hallelujah, if he's with us in all things, and we know he is, hallelujah, we know that it's going to work out for our good. We know in Romans, I believe, back I'm going to go there, in Romans 8, it's a very powerful verse. If God be for us, who can be against us? And a lot of times you think that because you were being tested, God is not with you. But that's a lie from the pit of hell. You know, we're going to go through trials. Jesus said in this world, you're going to have trials and tribulations. But he said, be of good courage. I have overcome. So if the Holy Spirit is within us, you all, we can make it. We're already victorious. In Romans 8, it tells us as well, down on the 35th verse, I believe, it says, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We are not more than conquerors, y'all, within our own power. No. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. That's verse, Romans 8:37 says, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who saved us. Romans 8:31 says, what then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And I like what his final analysis is in Romans 8, what Apostle Paul says. He says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. You know, we have to get back to basics. We have to get back to prayer, y'all. We have to get back to fasting as we're doing this week, which is good, but we have to continue. We have to live a fasted life. I'm going to tell you just like it is. We've got to live a consecrated life. We, you know, of course, we're doing it for a particular period, but we should make up in our minds that we are serving God all the way. We're going to live a consecrated life every day, but we're going to give God all the praises and be of a thankful heart. I know many have said, well, this is Thursday, a thankful Thursday, but I say this, each and every day that God spares our lives and allow us to wake up and to breathe his air, hallelujah, we ought to give God some praise each and every day. Praise God. Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for and everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. God wants us to give him praise. We have been created, you all, to give God the glory. We were created for the glory of God. Why not give it to him? Give God what he wants. He wants us to be full of belief and faith in him. He don't want us to be fearful about anything, saints of God. You know, so many of us say, I trust God, I believe God. But then, you know, when things go a little in adversity, people want to throw in the towel. They want to give up. They want to murmur. They want to complain. Woe is me, you know, feeling sorry for yourselves. But we have to stop and really understand the truth of what's going on, knowing that the enemy is behind every fearful thought, every doubtful thought. We have to know the enemy comes right away to steal that word out of your heart so that you can fail. But you know what? I don't know about you, but I believe I do know about everyone that's on this prayer line. You all have a sincere desire to draw closer to the Lord. Your hearts are fixed. Your minds are made up to serve God. As for me and my house, we're going to serve God. So let's do it, saints. Don't allow anything to come in to discourage you, no matter what the trial, no matter what the test. Praise the Lord. I want to share with you briefly some scriptures. You can write these down for your own, you know, for your own growth in your faith, and is dealing with giving thanks to God. Other scriptures that confirm the fact that God wants us to give him thanks. He wants us to give him the glory. He wants us to worship him. He wants us to praise him in spite of what we may go through. Remember, your deliverance is in your praise. If you're going to give up every time something goes wrong, you need to get back to the altar and ask God to change your heart, to change your mind, and to recognize that we are in the world, but we're not of the world. Our response to adversity should not be worldly, y'all, but we are going to give God the praise. You know, when you give God the praise in the midst of adversity, you know what? You throw the devil in confusion. Let's cause that devil to be confused this morning. And every time you go through something that's difficult, let's throw them in confusion and let's just give God praise anyway. Let's keep on worshiping him. Let's keep on serving God. Let's keep on living holy. Let's keep on loving one another. Let's keep on keeping the commandment of God to love him with all our heart, soul, and mind. Let's keep on obeying his word. Let's keep on giving of our time, treasure, and talent unto the Lord. Let's keep on doing the things that pleases the Lord. Let's keep on walking upright before the Lord. Let's keep on laying aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus. No matter what we're faced with, we're going to keep on putting on that whole arm. We're going to keep that whole arm of God on daily, saints of God. We're going to give him the praise. Hallelujah. Day by day. Glory be to God. I just wanted to share a couple of more of the scriptures of giving thanks and then praise God. I'm going to give it back to Apostle Horsley. And maybe we could just come on this line and let's give God some praise. Let's give God some glory corporately together, because truly he is worthy to receive all the praise, honor, and the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty good God we serve. He is worthy of all the praise. I would like to share this one with you, Luke 17, and the verses is 11 to 19. This is the story of Jesus healing the 10 lepers, praise the Lord. And the Bible says, I just want to read this really quickly with you, and then we can come on in together and give God some praise, honor, and the glory. Let's do his name. Luke 17. It's a very good scriptures here. Luke 17, verses 11 through 19. And it reads like this. Now it happened, as he went to Jerusalem, talking about Jesus, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourselves to the priest. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. Verse 15 says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 who were cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And as he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. Say to God, we got to understand that our faith is making us whole. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our faith in Jesus is making us whole this morning. And we ought to give God the glory. We ought to give God the praise. Let's continue in praise this morning. Apostle Horsley, are you there? Hello?
Yeah, we're here, sweetheart.
Okay,
we thank God. We want to get to pray real quick. We want to worship God. Anybody have any testimonies?
Before we get started, we're going to worship and praise God and get some prayer requests. Anybody have a testimony?
Good morning. Okay. This is Mr. Alex Marie. I have a prayer request.
Okay.
I found out that I have a blood disease, so I want to pray for healing for that. And also, apartment that I'm in, I'm grateful to God that I'm here. I've been here over a year now, but I've been dealing with lizards coming in, scorpions, spiders, and I see little creatures, little crawling things. They don't look like baits. They're like little skinny, tiny snakes, insects. So while I'm here, I want to recover from that, but I'm waiting on an apartment that I've been waiting on since 2019. Before I got here.
Okay.
And she said that they renovate and they start moving people in, get ready to start people back in. And she estimated me 2022. So I don't know what time, what month, but I know God can do it sooner than she's planning on moving me in. And if I could move in sooner, I would love for God to move me on in out of these companies. I want her to move in.
I know that's right. I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's get the names of the people that are here. Hallelujah to God. We go that way. We work that night now, so I have good things. But if you haven't given your name at this time, please give your name at this time. If you're able to pray, let us know, and if you're not even just say listening, okay? And we'll move on from there, okay? Thank you.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I thank God for the word that came forth this morning about prayer, praise, and the worship and stuff, and just giving God thanks for everything that's going on in our lives and the lives of others and our family members. And so just giving God the glory and the honor and the praises this morning for everything that he's done, the things that he's doing, and the things that he's about to do in the lives of so many people in Jesus' name. So I'll be listening.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I just want to say good morning, and you can pray my strength in the Lord. Thank you.
Good morning, Sister Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. This is Scholastica. I am listening in agreement. And I just want to, there is some background noise. If someone hears, I don't know whether there are keys or doors being open and closed. If you can mute your phone, if that's going on. Thank you.
Okay. You say something about you want God to open the door? Is that what you said?
Yeah, there's like a background noise coming on. I'm not sure. Okay, thank you.
Okay. We have someone else?
My name, this is Alice Marie. You got my name right?
Yes, I do.
Good morning. This is Teresa. I just want to thank God for that word this morning, and I am listening.
Yes, ma'am.
So Sister Gladys, did you get my name down?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Gladys down.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Vaughn. I'm just glad to be here this morning.
Amen. Glad that you're here. Grandson's in
Wonderland? And I'm listening.
Are you still there, Wonderland? I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to come in just to worship and praise the Lord. We're going to pray over the prayer request. We're going to praise the Lord. I'm going to mute the phone because we're here working and you're hearing all the noise that while we're here making this delivery. So, what I want you to do is just begin to worship the Lord because of this daddy. Normally this stuff does earlier, but it's not. And, be right there. So I'm going to be glad to say, come on and let's just praise the Lord and give the Lord thanks in the name of Jesus. Thank you for everything. Okay, the line's open. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for all the things that you've done, you're doing, and the things that you're about to do throughout the land, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Deliverance, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for salvation in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. A repentant heart, turning hearts of stone into hearts of flesh this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for forgiving hearts, Father, this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for hallelujah, hallelujah, this drawing us closer together in you, Father, closer together in unity, closer together, Father, same minds and on one accord, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for sound mind, body, soul, and spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for numerous grace. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, because, Lord, we realize that our life is unmanageable without you, Lord God. We need you, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, to lead and guide us into all truth. Guide us by the skillfulness of your hands that you order. I step this morning right now in your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We honor you and we praise you for the victory in the name of Jesus. We are more than conquerors through the blood of Jesus right now, God, in the words of our testimony. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you right now, God, for abundant life, manifold life, wonderful life in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for healthy relationships. Thank you right now, God, for communication with the marriage, God. I continue to honor marriages, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for salvation, healing,
the deliverance of our family, oh, Father, today, in the name of Jesus right now, God, setting the captives free, the ones that are captives in their minds and the ones that are captives behind, hallelujah, bars right now, Father, that you give them free, Father. Those that are free indeed in the name of Jesus, free to pray, praise, and worship you right now, God, this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that we walk in our healing this morning. We walk right now, God, in holiness. We walk in sanctification this morning. We walk in our walk out our faith, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for our finances. Thank you right now, God, for our entrepreneurship, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for jobs. Thank you for homes. Thank you right now, Father, in everything imaginable and things unimaginable, seen and unseen, Father. We thank you, give you the glory and the honor and the praises in all things, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, Father. Cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Renew us, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Wiping the slate, our slate clean, Father, in the name of Jesus. Created in us clean hearts. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, Father. Manifesting themselves in our lives this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, of being good stewards right now, Father, in the name of Jesus right now, God. Stewards of servitude, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for joy and believing, joy and suffering, joy. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus, and serving. Father, in the name of Jesus, we honor you and we praise you for the victory this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that, thank you right now, God, because we walk by faith and not by sight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for our latter days, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you right now, God, hallelujah, that we are more than conquerors. Thank you right now, God, who gave us the power to tell us and over all the powers of the enemy, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we use to lead and guide us in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for the mighty name of righteousness. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we continue to do it, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, God, we do it all that we are, because only what we do for Christ is going to last. Father, in the name of Jesus, what a mighty God is to serve. Hallelujah. You give all the glory, all the honor, and the praise in every situation right now, God. In every phase of life, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we know that if we had not been, if we were on our side, what would we be, Father, in the name of Jesus? Thank you right now, God, for continual mercy, continual grace right now, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love, Father. Thank you right now, God, in Jesus' name, for family mercy. Thank you right now, God, for your thank you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord God, for the miracle.
Life, abundant life, wonderful life, manifold life, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you now.
Thank you. We thank you for your presence. We set the time on the cross and Calvary for all mankind. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we cast back to the pit of hell any spirit God of the Holy Spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. And every tongue that shall rise up against us in this day of judgment, Lord, can be proved to be wrong. It shall not stop you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All negativity, fear, unbelief, and God sends back to the pit of hell from which it came in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. Same minds of the same accord on one accord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for unity, Father, in the name of Jesus, of your kingdom coming together as one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, right now. Hallelujah. That I'm the prayer that I come forth, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This morning, Father, the name of us didn't realize, hallelujah, that we forgot about Father, the seen and the unseen, but the known and the unknown. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we consistently put on the whole armor of God, that we will be able to, hallelujah, stand against the wiles of the devil right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, to put our whole armor of God on, to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus.
And
We please the blood of Jesus over our minds, our bodies, our spirits, our will and our emotions, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for peace. Thank you right now, God, in our minds, in our bellies, hallelujah. Thank you right now, God, for peace in our hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the body of Christ right now, God.
Thank you,
and we return back to the sender right now, God. Any division, things that are not like you, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind every gift and every hate, every sex, every curse, spoken over our lives by others and those in authority, Lord, in the name of Jesus, knowingly and unknowingly. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, in the life of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, for we are not afraid, Father. We are not in fear at all.
Thank you, Father.
We are not dismayed, but we know that
giving thanks to your name.
You are our
thank you right
strength,
now, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Helper.
Hallelujah.
And you uphold us, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the mighty
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for fighting all our battles, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are the one who gives strength, Father.
Thank you right now, God,
to the power and to give strength to those who faith,
Hallelujah.
In the name of
revival, Father, in the name of Jesus, and our church, Father, in the name of Jesus,
in the mighty name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
thank you that wake up on the Lord. Yes, they shall be new. They are
refreshed.
And they shall mount up with wings.
In the
eagles.
Name of
they
oh,
shall
Lord,
run
Lord, with you, back to you, Father,
and they shall
take
walk
back
to the place where we
thank
first
you, Father, God, for
Father,
in
us to wait on
you,
Father, for the Lord to be
the
Leo,
and
you know that you are God,
in the
mighty name of
Jesus.
I thank you, Lord,
thank
I honor you, Father, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, God, thank you, Lord, yes.
In the name of
Jesus,
in the name
of
Jesus,
thank you, Master,
in
the name of Jesus, thank you, Father God, for anyone who is in Christ, yes, that is a new creature, and all things have passed away, and behold, all things become new,
in the name
of Jesus, thank you, Lord.
We have the
Hallelujah.
Victory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Praise you, Father.
Heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out demons in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
That's it.
Thank
for every crystal, every special need.
Jesus.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, amen.
Jesus.
Amen. God, we thank you. We praise you in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Today,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are ready to receive all the blessings for the anointing, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Keep on praising. Keep on pressing into God. These are very difficult times for us. Same to God. Hallelujah. A lot of times, as we haven't noticed, because of the warfare that you're doing, because of the fan that you take, attacks are coming in the homes and against you. In their marriage relationship, some people, the children, even come up against the parents now because of the time that we're in. It's a sign of the time. Because we come here because what we go through here and the thing that we do, the adversary, you better believe he's angry at it. He don't want you to have the prayer. And God is blessing in a special way here because he's blessing us for going through. He's blessing us for going through, hallelujah. And all that we're going through, he's blessing us because when you go and you are able to pray for people, he don't mind you praying. But when you pray, you start seeing deliverance. When you start praying and people start getting healed, you start praying and people start asking you about the COVID virus and about the new strain. When you openly confess in the spirit and you're putting out in the atmosphere that you're a servant of Jesus Christ, that you have no part or no heart. And this virus and these illnesses doesn't have anything to do with you. That's why he comes to launch his attack out against you. Hallelujah to God. He comes to launch that attack because of the simple fact, because you're saved.
Yeah.
You believe in God. You're holding up the bloodstained banner of Christ.
Yeah.
It has great recompense of reward. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's what it is. You have that great recompense of reward. So when you begin to bless God, when you begin to praise his name, when you take up the stand for Christ, all the other names, they begin to fade away, hallelujah to God. When you take a stand for Christ, hallelujah to God, it makes a difference. You begin to bless. It doesn't seem, maybe it seems to you that you're not blessed, hallelujah to God. You have to count your blessings one by one. Lately, I've been seeing how God has blessed, not only right now, but through the years of life. I hear the increase in the saints of God that are coming on to the broadcast, hallelujah to God. I see that people are getting new faith and they're going forth in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. We're still keeping people, children, in prayer. I remember we were just praying about Brother Abraham getting a new job, hallelujah to God. And all of a sudden he's moving out on his own, hallelujah to God. And the protection is there, hallelujah to God. And having success because he comes to go up and down as he did in the day of Job. He didn't change. He seeks whom he may destroy. But the prayers are going up 5 days a week on the weekend, hallelujah to God. Like I said, it's not only every hour of power of prayer continuously throughout the day. Prayer for you, prayer for your loved ones, hallelujah to God. That's why we have to stand together right now, because they're trying to get you to believe that there's no power in the prayer. They're trying to get you to believe that the devil has us defeated. So, thank you. God bless you. Okay. But as long as we stand on Christ the solid rock, all the other grounds are sinking sand. I've been trying to study sometimes things to bring to the broadcast. But I see that God has us in a place where he speaks directly to us. Because of maybe the time that we stay faithful to him, it looks like when we come to the broadcast, he begins to open up the heavens for us, hallelujah to God, and begin to speak directly to a situation. The other day when the lady got her miracle, I knew that God was not going to move as long as she's upset and running around, talking about the sky is falling, you know, the old story, the sky is falling. It hit me that you have to just take a stand of boldness, hallelujah God, because you are bold as a lion, because God is on your side. When you think about the almighty God that controls everything, the God that has passed by and out, the things that we do, and the revelation that we feel, a lot of things that God give us now, it was hidden in God, hallelujah, that was in Christ Jesus, hallelujah to God. The mysteries of godliness is being revealed. People are coming up, and they're looking to you more so than ever before. The reason is that because they know that you have the words of eternal life, hallelujah to God. When you begin to open your mouth, you have to be careful, saints of God, because when you open up your mouth, you add that spirit of eternal life, hallelujah. When you give people a word of life, when you tell them to be encouraged, that word is not going to die, hallelujah. It's not going to fall to the ground, but it's going to circulate in the atmosphere. It's going to search everywhere, looking everywhere that it can to bring what you say to everybody, because he said, greater works you will do because Jesus Christ went to the Father. It's not me, because the lady began to say, oh, your prayers, my mother, hear your prayers. I said, no, it's not our prayer. It's the Father, it's the Son of Jesus Christ that is in us. He's doing the work, because he said he will not share his glory with another, hallelujah to God. And I said, don't mention it that I did anything at the church, hallelujah to God, because thanks to God, when you start serving God, when people realize that you're anointed, I'm not talking against the church, but I'm talking about people that are in the church, they become jealous, hallelujah to God. Sometimes a lot of you probably did already. The people get jealous. They think you're doing a good work for them, but they only want the leader's light to shine, hallelujah to God. You're doing the work for them. We're all working in the same vineyard. We're working for this penny at the end of the day. God is going to call us in one by one at the close of the day and give each man according to his work, hallelujah, God. But they figure that if they're not the one whose light is shining bright, if they're not the one that the power of God is for, if they're not the one that's prophesying and giving the word, hallelujah, to God, then they get disinterested. If they're not the one receiving the miracles, you have to be careful, say to God. That's why I said, guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it is the officials of life, hallelujah, God. So you have to protect yourself, hallelujah, God. You have to be careful so that you don't cast your pearls, the good thing, before swine, hallelujah, God. Because they don't care what they do, hallelujah, God. That's just their nature. But as you say to God, you have to be encouraged, hallelujah, God. You have to give thanks unto God. You have to be willing to worship God. At the drop of the hat, you have to have a song, hallelujah. You have to have your feet sharply paraded with the gospel of peace, the gospel of Jesus Christ, because you wake up early in the morning, hallelujah to God. By the time that things go on like it is right now, and the day breaks, everything, hallelujah to God, you have time in with the Lord, hallelujah to God. And you have already set the stage of the day, hallelujah to God. You bless your people. You woke up. Your mind is on Jesus, hallelujah to God. Your mind is getting to the circle, the strength of the circle, because your prayers are needed, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. I was so happy to hear our minister, Anita. I don't stop praying for her. I guess what she's going through some days, she feel like it. Some days she never. A lot of days she might just be in the background. But it's strength in the line, and that's what we have to do now, right now, because we don't know what these people have planned for us, hallelujah to God. Every time you look, they're doing something different. I heard tell that they're ready to give you $100 to go take this COVID shot, hallelujah to God. But you have to have that steadfast faith. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. And you come and you pray before God. He said, don't be weary and well doing, because you're going to reap if you faith not, hallelujah to God. God has blessed us. God has kept us, hallelujah to God. And God continuously bless and keep us in the name of Jesus. He's moving by his spirit and by his power in the name of Jesus, because that name is above every name. So I thank you and I bless you. Hallelujah to God. We just want to put this back in the hand of Pastor Scholastica to carry us out in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen again.
Amen, amen, amen. We just thank God for his goodness and his mercy. And today is our second day of fasting. And the scriptures we are using, 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 43, that reads, then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mare of the street, and did spread them abroad. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the, I don't know why this is repeated. And also 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So we continue to pray and fasting. Today is day two, and tomorrow will be day three. And we thank God for the encouragement, for the word, as we have been reminded earlier this morning by Mr. Horsley, that we need to not only to pray and fast as scheduled, but to make it our upon ourselves whenever, and have it, you know, not only the scheduled one, but to have it as a lifestyle of prayer and fasting. So we just thank God for Pastor Horsley and Minister Horsley for facilitating this morning and encouraging us and praying, and for all the needs and the requests that we have put before the Lord, that he has heard us and he is a God who answers prayer. And we thank God for receiving our praises. You know, just to praise him and he receive it, it is a blessing, and we thank God for that in the name of Jesus. So we thank you all for you go in the spirit of reverence and continue praising God. We are hanging off this phone, but we are not hanging off of God. We will stay in the same spirit of reverence and praising God. So you all have a wonderful and blessed, productive, and blessed day. And we will see each other tomorrow at the same time, same station. And God bless you. and we love you. Jesus loves you. Amen. You have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Amen. Blessed day it is.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.